All very well, Burton said, but what has that got to do with me? Oh, I see, that look. You're getting ready to lecture me. Dick, I admire you as I've admired few men. I love you as one man loves another. I am as happy and delighted to have had the singular good luck to fall in with you as, say, Plutarch would be if he had met Alcibiades or Theseus. But I'm not blind. I know your faults, which are many, and I regret them. Just which one is it this time? That book, The Jew, the Gypsy, and El Islam. How could you have written it? A hate document full of bloody-minded nonsense, folk-tales, superstitions, ritual murders, indeed. I was still angry because of the injustices I had suffered at Damascus. To be expelled from the consulate because of the lies of my enemies, among whom... That doesn't excuse your writing lies about a whole group, Frigate said. Lies? I wrote the truth. You may have thought they were truths, but I come from an age which definitely knows that they were not. In fact, no one in his right mind in your time would have believed that crap. The facts are, Burton said, that the Jewish moneylenders in Damascus were charging the poor 1,000% interest on their loans. The facts are that they were inflicting this monstrous usury not only on the Muslim and Christian populace, but on their own people. The facts are that when my enemies in England accused me of anti-Semitism, many Jews in Damascus came to my defense. It is a fact that I protested to the Turks when they sold the synagogue of the Damascus Jews to the Greek Orthodox bishop so he could turn it into a church. It is a fact that I went out and drummed up 18 Muslims to testify in behalf of the Jews. It is a fact that I protected the Christian missionaries from the Druzes. It is a fact that I warned the Druzes that that fat and oily Turkish swine, Rashid Pasha, was trying to incite them to revolt so he could massacre them. It is a fact that when I was recalled from my consular post because of the lies of the Christian missionaries and priests, of Rashid Pasha and of the Jewish usurers, thousands of Christians, Muslims, and Jews rallied to my aid, though it was too late then. It is also a fact that I don't have to answer to you or to any man for my actions. How like Frigate to bring up such an irrelevant subject at such an inappropriate time. Perhaps he was trying to keep from blaming himself by turning his fear and anger on Burton. Or perhaps he really felt that his hero had failed him. Lev Ruach had been sitting with his head between his hands. He raised his head and said hollowly, "Welcome to the concentration camp, Burton. This is your first taste of it. It's an old tale to me, one I was tired of hearing from the beginning. I was in a Nazi camp and I escaped. I was in a Russian camp and I escaped. In Israel I was captured by Arabs and I escaped. So now perhaps I can escape again. But to what? To another camp? There seems to be no end to them. Man is forever building them and putting the perennial prisoner, the Jew, or what have you, in them. Even here, where we have a fresh start, where all religions, all prejudices should have been shattered on the anvil of resurrection, little is changed." "Shut your mouth," a man near Ruach said. He had red hair so curly it was almost kinky, blue eyes and a face that might have been handsome if it hadn't been for his broken nose. He was 6 feet tall and had a wrestler's body. "Dov Targov here," he said in a crisp Oxford accent, "late commander in the Israeli Navy. Pay no attention to this man. He's one of the old-time Jews, a pessimist, a whiner. He'd rather wail against the wall than stand up and fight like a man." Ruach choked and then said, "You arrogant Sabra, I fought. I killed and I am not a whiner. What are you doing now, you brave warrior? Aren't you a slave as much as the rest of us?" "It's the old story," a woman said. She was tall and dark-haired and probably would have been a beauty if she hadn't been so gaunt. "The old story. We fight among ourselves while our enemies conquer, just as we fought when Titus besieged Jerusalem and we killed more of our own people than we did the Romans, just as..." The two men turned against her, and all three argued loudly until a guard began beating them with a stick. Later, through swollen lips, Targov said, "I can't take much more of this, much longer. soon, well, that god is mine to kill. You have a plan? Frigate said eagerly, but Targoff wouldn't answer.